This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, almost a month ago, we received word on a situation developing with poultry producers in northern Iowa, parts of Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship went to the courts to step in and have had to wait till basically now to be able to tell us more on the situation. We sit down with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
When the Pure Prairie poultry situation developed, IDALs went to court to use their emergency powers that they're granted to take control of the situation. But because of the proceedings, IDALs could not comment on the situation until now. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg recapped the horrible situation.
Let me say top line, this is an incredibly unfortunate situation, and there's lots of questions. I think a lot of reasonable people can look at this and say, why did this happen? How did this happen? You've got to there needs to be some answers here, both in terms of how did Pure Prairie management and ownership operate and how did they end up in this situation? But two, the U.S. government, the USDA had made a significant investment in this facility, $46 million worth of grants and guaranteed loans. And again, I think it's very reasonable to look and say, what happened? How did we get to a situation where a couple of months after, folks are out, USDA is out cutting the ribbon on this facility this summer, two months later, you've got the facility saying they can't feed birds anymore. So something happened there. And I think it's reasonable that we should understand how and why and when and all of those types of things. So I those are things that will come over time, I believe.
Secretary Nagg talks about what IDALs tried to do to get a hold of the situation.
The situation is we were, unfortunately, we had to step in and take over control of some birds, and 1.3 million birds to be exact. In Iowa, we do have provisions in our law that allow the state, the Department of Ag, to take custody of those animals if we believe that there is an animal welfare, a neglect situation that's coming that we can step in and feed those animals. We do so under court order. And so I think that's a really good news for Iowans is that we have to ask permission from the court to do that. Then we have to ask permission from the court or show the court how we're going to operate. And at the end, we have to then send a report that shows exactly what we did. So it's all a very transparent process, as it well should be, that you will be able to, folks will be able to read those court filings and know exactly what we went through.
However, the situation didn't develop the way Secretary Nagg would have liked, and the birds had to be euthanized because of more legal proceedings from creditors.
So we tried to find a way to market those birds, and unfortunately, because of, and we actually did have a processor that was willing to do so, but because of lien holders and some legal issues and claims legal uncertainty for that processor, they did unfortunately back away, and which left us with no viable options, and no other state found a viable option either to process. And so we had to take the very unfortunate step, which is the absolute last resort, is that we had to euthanize those birds because there was no way to market them.
We have more comments from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg on this online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.